Today, we're talking about a Dragon Ball movie that you've never seen. Oh, wait, I'm not Nano, my bad.
Okay, but no, genuinely, we are talking about a movie that you've probably never heard of. And if you have ever heard of it, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you've never actually sat there and watched the entire thing. Also, Dotto's here, as you already saw. Also, Thunder's back. Can I peel the curtain back just a little bit? Can I tell them something? Can we talk some? Yeah.
What are we revealing?
So we are filming this with Thunder, but we're also going to do a featuring Thunder podcast that I think we should release first. So this is actually coming out second after that. So it's like a bit of like Inception.
We don't know what we've already talked about.
All right. Can I? All right. So I want to talk about this movie, but I need to come back to something that was on the bonus. Okay. And I told you guys I would do this.
Oh, yeah, is this the note I had you write down?
Yes, he began the whole thing with this one note.
Yes. All right. So, you know, if you're on you're looking at me, you're like, oh, cool backdrop. Then you look at Dotto, and then you look at Thunder, and it ends. And now that I'm looking over there and I'm seeing that, I do want to finish it out. I have enough paneling to finish it out.
Okay. And
are you going to cover the closet or
no?
Just like
cut it away. I think if it finished out until the closet, it still looks natural enough, but it does take away a little bit from the aesthetic of the room that you're half Space Jam with like the rest of the room's look, and then you're half not.
Oh, well, yeah. No, then, that'll look good. Yeah, if you finish it out.
So,
I mean, yeah, you did a fantastic job, but it takes it out a lot of it because, you know, he's like 50% in, 50% out. The big good thing, though, is that he's right lined up with Michael Jordan. I'm glad we get to saw off the Space Jam poster finally.
I know people didn't get there's also a slight, hang on, let me look on yours. Yeah, there's like a really cool section that they just don't get to see. Tosi could go to the wide and you still can't really see it very well, but there's like a Need for Speed ad that is a one-parter and a two-parter that bridges across that I really, really like. And I kind of want to like take it from the...
I didn't know that's what you're going for. But anyway, Nan, I was going to say, the thing that I think would really help like get that job done that you were mentioning is if we had more... what's the word? Money. Money. We need more money. And that's why we need key members, dude.
Wait. Here's the thing. So today we reacted to... Hang on. Can you guys hit me with the name of the movie? It's
We don't know it.
The Magic Begins.
That's why we got him. The Magic Begins. By the way, Tosi is here as well.
He's usually here.
I like having the man in the chair.
I do too. It's really good.
It's gonna be hard to go back to just.
I also think we've gotten like really just us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Especially like with the falling. Hang on.
Are we gonna start calling Tosi when we podcast?
Honestly, dude, Tosi always talks to me. He's like, why are you burnt out, bro? Why are you not excited? Maybe we should start calling him up for these fucking 3-hour recording sessions. Yeah.
Hey man, I'm perfectly fine, bro.
He actually might be there.
Anyway, coming back to what Dada mentioned, because I love that Dada brought this up, but you can watch us react to this movie with Thunder. Thunder is actually in the bonus as well. We're going to be talking about the movie, probably talk about a few more things too, but that reaction is live over there at patreon.com/keymoments. You can also click join here on YouTube. A bit of a YouTube tax, but then it's a little more integrated into the app. You ain't got to go to Patreon, all that. But you can save a couple bucks on Patreon. But not only are you going to get that reaction, you're going to get extended podcast, bonus podcast, more reactions to other content, gaming videos, so much available over there. Thank you guys for supporting us. Guys, the magic did begin. And then unfortunately it also ended, and then also maybe sometimes the magic went a little too long, and
also the magic might have featured a little word that
also there might have been
can we say that word?
I guess, hang on.
What if I say
can,
it?
Can you guys?
he's only half it. Metaphorically, he's only half on the key moment set, meaning we would only be held half live.
Yeah. Well, I'll even lean over just, here when
yeah,
I do
yeah,
it.
Well, like, yeah. I just want to ask on this because I see people tweet and they'll tweet with like the asterisks. So it's like R asterisk P, and I'm like,
can I say something?
So you can't say it?
No. Can I say something? I hate that so many people do what you're saying, like words like unalive, yada yada.
Oh my god!
All these things just to like. I'm gonna be honest. I get the argument that's like, oh, it's for visibility, bro. Like, I need to be.
Yeah.
It always hits to me like they're just trying to talk about something. Like, They just want to keep monetization. That's what I always hear it as in my head. It's like,
yeah, well, when you see it in YouTube videos, I see it in comment sections, and I feel like you can tell who's like a TikTok kid or who's really on TikTok when they start using that lingo on other websites, because you'll have normal adults reply to them and be like, you could just say the word killed, man. Like,
yeah, like I hate it. I hate it so much. Because
Unalive is probably my least, because you're still, like, here's the thing, and you're right, because, but also AI is getting smart. They're going to know what someone means when they say unalive, right?
Yeah.
You're still selling someone to kill themselves. So it's like, just fucking come out and say it.
No, I agree. Especially,
that's crazy. You shouldn't tell someone that. Let me just.
Why not?
But if you're already going to say it, quit being a bitch about it. Just say it.
Dude, I hate people that like this is, and this sounds crazy. I'm not going to lie. This is more conservative.
he started with, I hate people, and then went, buckle up. Don't agree with me yet, because it gets wild. Anyway, no.
Yeah, I do like part of that out. But it's like, people that are like, you know, you can't use those words, but then they'll just use the basic substitution.
They'll use
word.
The baby version of the word anyway. Like, it's like, you mean the same thing.
It's like, you know, sometimes I'm guilty of it, but like zesty. Sometimes I say zesty, but I'm like, well. I feel like that's just something else, but it's just a funny word. I just like saying
it
because it's a funny word.
Wait, what is
zesty? Is code for gay a lot? It's like
gay,
but I feel like those are two different things a little bit.
I use that explanation because I do feel like that one is like zesty. Also, just sounds funny.
I feel like zesty is more like flamboyant.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of how I take it. But it is also you like it's definitely used as.
I feel like I see a lot of women in particular as a way to like degrade or demean men. Will say sassy.
I thought you were going
to
end it right there. Sassy, I see a lot of women.
Yeah, they'll say sassy a lot when they are really just like being homophobic and trying to be like you're being gay. No,
you will see these exact same words used to just like. Sidestep, like slightly drift to the left of a
but they're still doing the thing.
Yeah,
in the context it's like just as bad almost. It's like you could have just said it. I don't know.
It's it's mostly context, but unalived, all these really corny things. Anyway, basically 9 minute subsection away. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say
something we laughed at is basically
a joke we made in the reaction turned into like
this is. The story's pretty faithful to OG Dragon Ball, except for being like strangely not.
As you guys told me, I wasn't too familiar.
But it deals with some of the sexual comedy, and only they like call Oolong a they're not calling Oolong a
race. No, it's before they met Oolong. No, so
yeah, definitely.
Can we break the scene down?
Yeah, break the scene
okay,
down.
Okay, so not Bulma and not Goku meet, and they're like basically like feeling each other out because she shot him with a gun and bullets bounced. So they're like they're because legally distinct or whatever, but they're feeling each other out and like trying to get it, like trying to this set or whatever. And then Goku is like, well, my grandpa said that girls are different than boys, or they have big chests. And she's like, don't touch my chest. And he's like, and then they both like in unison go, because people, when guys touch girls' chests, that makes them, and then in unison, they both go, rapist! Yeah, but they're like really
and
happy
great.
About
now
it.
Now no one can ever hear this podcast. It's going to get suppressed.
But I agree
great,
with Thunder.
Thanks, Thunder.
It was just the, one, I didn't think they were going to say rapist, but two, the tone they did it as if they were just like,
yeah,
yay!
They were so like excited about
it. They hit it with the same tone that like Grunt birthday party, like when you pop a Grunt's head, it's like, hooray!
Yeah,
yeah.
I was about to say like when you're watching like a kid's show and they're like, all right, guys, we're all going to say blue together.
Yeah.
Blue.
Same map. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So and then they immediately went from that sequence into Oolong chasing her down or no, chasing Chi-Chi
and
down. Right.
What was special about Oolong?
Well, he did. Well,
his opening scene in particular, what made him stand out?
He was trying to look like a pig.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like a boar.
But he was on two legs and.
He did have a pig nose.
Yeah.
He did have a pig nose.
But he had like pig ears.
But he wasn't like a pink pig.
No, he wasn't a pink pig, was he, Nano?
No.
He was doing blackface.
He was Oolong is blackfacing in the movie. All
okay,
right.
It wasn't that bad because it was like, you know, they dressed him up and
I assumed they were trying to make him look like a huge black boar. Kind of like the big Minotaur character in Daima. Like something like that. Like a menacing huge black boar.
Yeah, because this is I don't know how recently you read it, Toasty, but Oolong like terrorizes a village. It wasn't just
one girl.
The girl, yeah, but it was like a whole village and he was running it. So he wasn't actually a scary boss, but he was like transformed into this big guy running the town until he got slapped up, which is essentially the same shtick here.
Yeah.
But he's not like CG'd, which thank God the CG in this movie was the worst part. But he was just
was
a
it?
Dude.
I would argue.
There was worse parts.
I would say so. I would say like just some sections going on too long. I feel like. I feel
Master
like
Roshi's dancing.
CG intact. That movie could have been.
Hang on. I liked Master Roshi's dancing.
I liked it.
I did too. I let him get away with it during the reaction, but I was like, why does he keep?
Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts of this movie. I'm not gonna lie. That was his dance.
He was tearing it up.
I will say both those moments we just talked about happened in the first 15 minutes, and that's probably worth the Patreon subscription alone. But the rest of the movie is also has its times.
So hang on. So what was the movie that you said it's a loose like?
I think he's a pretty solid
Curse
adaptation.
Curse of the Ruby.
Yeah, Curse of the Blood. Apparently, that's the first Dragon Ball movie. It's the first one. But yeah, Curse of the Blood Rubies, and I'm gonna put a poster of it up. But yeah, it's essentially similar to it. But they made the main villain look way cooler because he's really ugly. Like, this is what he looks like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, so they made him look way cooler than he actually looks in the actual movie, but...
Okay.
But, yeah.
Which film is a Raleigh in? Raleigh's in a movie, right? With Goku?
I think she might be in a movie, but I'm not absolutely sure which
Man,
one.
Man, dude. No Raleigh here. So, hang on. So, the characters that we saw in this movie, we had Clint Westwood, which was Yamcha. We had
Clint Westwood. I don't think his first name wasn't Clint.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think they confirmed his
first
name.
They just called him Westwood. But.
Well, but the way he showed up, like sort of Western-esque.
He's a Clint Eastwood ripoff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Mystical Adventure, by the way.
Dude,
that's what
I kind of forgot. Dude, I'm not going to lie. When he showed up in the cowboy outfit, I wish he just like kept that shtick the whole time.
I'm telling you, I wanted him. So he shows up with this like machine gun, and I wanted him to... Like a full, like an actual LMG, right? It was an LMG.
Yeah, at the hip. Yeah.
I wanted him to take off the robe to actually have like two pistols. Like I just wanted,
I wanted him so badly to have two
pistols. He ended up having a sword, but
which is Yamcha's weapon.
After we run down the characters, we might need to bring up how this movie's a huge supporter of the Second Amendment. Guns are
OP. They do in fact love the Second Amendment. Anyways, we had Yamcha, we had Saito, Bulma, we had Monkey Boy, aka Goku, we had Chi-Chi,
Is Jay Chi-Chi, or is she Chi-Chi just like a princess in that movie?
No, I think that's a princess.
It's just a princess.
So it's not
Chi-Chi.
She was like Chi-Chi adjacent.
I think in the movie, the girl has red hair, but everybody in this doesn't have differently colored hair.
So that wasn't...
That was like the Chi-Chi.
I felt like that was meant to be Chi-Chi, but...
I also did, but...
We have Roshi, who was Turtle Man. We had Oolong.
You know what?
What was Oolong's name?
I think it was Piggy, or something.
They just call him Piggy.
I don't care about subordinate people. Whatever. because we had the main villain, and then
we had what was kind of the villain from the movie, and kind of Frieza is the main villain.
Yeah.
What, did I hit everybody? Was that it? So who was y'all's favorite?
Did you say Grandpa Gohan?
Grandpa Gohan. So who was y'all's favorite character from the movie?
Dotto's was not Puar.
No, I. Oh yes,
Yamcha has a parrot.
Oh,
yes. Yamcha's a parrot.
Yamcha's parrot, the Puar stand-in was. I mean, the bit was just that the parrot said the same thing over and over again. But I liked it.
It was funny. So the one thing the movie kind of got right, aside from like the obvious, was like when it tried to be funny, it was actually usually pretty funny. Like the humor in it was solid. There was a point where, what's his face, Oolong runs into a tree and a shit ton of coconuts fall out, but none actually hit him. And then he sits up and he's like, "Ha ha, you missed me," or whatever the hell. And then one of them cracks him on the head. Just old humor like that.
I think my favorite humor bit, and Toasty's gonna say based and nod his head and giggle a little bit, because he was cracking up a storm on this when they do the first Yamcha afraid of girls scene and they speed up his run.
That shit was good, bro. I can't lie.
Like he was selling it. The Yamcha actor was kind of going for it.
When they speed up the footage, that kind of thing is just hilarious.
He fucking hauled ass too. Like he ran like 2 miles away.
I think I'm going Westwood, by the way.
Yeah, Westwood is probably my favorite.
AKA Yamcha. That was probably my favorite character.
I'm going the parrot.
I think. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Thunder. Who's your?
I might have to tap in on Roshi. Mm-hmm. Like from the moment Roshi showed up, everything was funny.
I did like the dance.
His set was a bit of
a risque pick, man.
They recreated the moment where Bulma like flashes Roshi, but it's actually Oolong. They did that in the movie, and so they could get a legally distinct Dragon Pearl, because even though the name of the movie is Dragon Ball.
Yeah, these are not.
They
Dragon
had to collect
balls.
The famous seven Dragon Pearls, which are clear
now.
See-through.
In Dragon Ball, Roshi does not motorboat Bulma, right?
He does not do that.
I'm going to be honest. I do remember a panel. It's like I can't remember if it was a panel of Bulma imagining Oolong protect. there I feel like there's a frame where it's like played up, like it's not like a super serious panel, but I feel like there is one.
That might have been the actor taking creative liberties, so I don't know.
We'll it could have also been that.
I might have to
look this up.
Well, anyway, Roshi definitely motorboats Bulma, or it's technically
Oolong,
but it
and not Oolong Pigman.
It was Bulma's actress. Anyway, man, dude, I will say a standout for me from this film specifically is the Kami House. Like the actual set for Roshi's island was really good.
Yeah, it wasn't slow until then, but the movie I feel like just picks up when they get there. Then they're there for a long time. But
they spent a lot on that set probably, which they also blew the fuck up because there's a lot of explosives in this movie, like a surprising amount of we blow the Jeep up, we blow Kami House up, we blow up that whole town to begin with, like explosions everywhere when they arrive. I cannot lie, I knew nothing about this movie going in. I didn't know it was going to be a recreation of that. Looks like Dada found something over here. And it just, the movie starts out with these spaceships coming in, and I wanted so badly to have knockoff Vegeta and knockoff Nappa, like, beam down from them. Like, because they were spaceships, so I was like, maybe they're supposed to be, like, knockoff Saiyan pods, but this is, like, what they could get. And I wanted so badly to see Vegeta and Nappa.
That would have been the movie if it was based. If we were, like, watching this whole Dragon Ball movie, and then fucking, like, a perfect recreation Scouter Vegeta comes down. This planet annoys me.
Yes, and the dub. So we also watched this in dub. We watched an actual dub version of this film, which I do think added to the charm of the movie.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's part of the dub, but all the like the goofy sound effects were like Scooby Doo, like da na 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 when somebody takes off running. And
they were pretty like, cartoony.
Boiling and
also update on the Bulma situation. Mm-hmm. My memory was wrong, but not that wrong. It was Oolong when he becomes Bulma's like. You can put your face between my chest and go puff puff. And they do that as a bit.
Puffu puffu.
So, yeah. So they talk about him motorboating her, but they never get there. I think
that's the Dokkan Battle card. So, the puffu puffu.
I was wrong, but I'll take like 30% memory. I'll take a few Dragon Ball points on the side.
A couple of my other favorite things about this movie were definitely like the CGIs. So
you favorite?
I did like that, yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I get where you're coming from, so go on.
Yeah, it's just like when I think, is it when Roshi literally meets Bulma for the first time and he like does, they like actually do the, they do the Looney Tune ass, like animating the eyeballs, like popping out and like coming back in and shit. Like,
boing.
Like of the uses of CG in this film.
That one was fine. Yeah.
Those were some of the better ones. I feel like we need to talk about the elephant in the room, which is the Westwood and Monkey Boy fight.
Oh,
is that an elephant in the room?
Oh, he's talking about when they
go 3D. They're
Broly and Gogeta moment. Like they clash fists during their fight.
So yeah, they're live action fight. They punch, and then out of nowhere, it turns into like a PS1 Tekken cutscene.
But where, like a bad Tekken,
where like they're all 3D and like they're throwing kicks and stuff that way.
They were not like. They didn't care.
It wasn't good. Like, they could have done everything they did in that moment in a regular fight, but yeah. I think they thought it would look cooler that way.
I was going to say, it's kind of sad, because back then, that was probably their favorite part.
I was going to say, honestly, maybe in 1991, it did, like, that was cutting edge. Because, like, have you guys ever seen The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Or, like, the OG Wizard. There's a point where they first go to the creepy forest, and the ravens that are supposed to freak them out are actually just, like, modern-day, like, Halloween decorations with little beady red eyes that just have LED lights behind them, right? But back then, that was like, everyone's like, oh my God, you see their eyes are red? That's crazy. But like now you look at it and you're like, that's a prop, obviously. And like it doesn't. So maybe in 91, that was cutting edge.
Yeah, which is kind of sad because nowadays I would much rather them, even when I'm seeing the wire, I'd much rather see them do wire work where they're just doing crazy backflips and shit.
Then
like that was much cooler than CG, a Tekken 1 cutscene.
Polygonal type characters. Yeah. I think what was even crazier is they full sent it, and it wasn't even like CG in the real world. It was like we full on got transported into a fucking video game, like, for about 60-ish seconds there.
Into a blender. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was just full immersion.
They just did not care.
I did like that in the go. Because I kind of thought the movie was misleading me. After all the explosions at the beginning, the Goku and Yamcha fight was relatively just like fisticuffs, a little sword work, the big like CGI movie. But they weren't spamming attacks. I thought it was because they were saving money. Definitely not. Roshi was spamming attacks.
Yeah, Roshi was a key master.
Spamming key attacks. And my favorite technique in the film has to go to the burrowing technique, a little forgotten master show class by both Gohan and Goku.
You know what? And I think it's credit to the storytelling, movie telling, choreography for the fights, whatever, but they introduce the burrowing technique early on and they make it like an important note and then they never bring it up again.
Exactly.
They just never use it one more time.
Sure. Wait, Roshi uses it. They're in one of the final fights. Roshi like pops out of the ground.
I think that was just him being a turtle.
Oh. Different from the burrowing technique.
He just goes into his shell, I think. My bad.
There was an instance where Roshi gets like dragged along and then we cut back when everyone gets to his island. And he actually has like visible damage done to his knee that likely happened from doing one of the stunts.
That was the worst I felt for all the actors is why, because it's not even accurate. Why did they make Turtle like the island covered in rocks?
Yeah,
and have them do these backflip stunts. And
they're
everything?
Not on. They're on an island, but they're not on a sandy beach. They are on rocks. It is like bigger chunks of gravel is what makes up this. it's like regular gravel times five. Like the size, but it's just giant
and
rock
like you pile. See most of their falls, and I'm sure they just used cuts where they like fell over from standing, but that would still fucking hurt, honestly. Like that's gonna cut into you. So they put their bodies on the line to make this this movie, and it shows. And it showed on his leg.
I'll say it literally did, in fact, show on his leg.
That was not makeup or effects. He just scabbed the shit out of himself in a previous take, and they're like, well, get him out there.
I was trying to pay attention. I feel like, which you know, films are. Films are usually shot out of order. I feel like this is one of those films that was probably not shot out of order. They definitely shot this shit in order. And
I don't think they would. I don't think this film had a single scene that took more than five takes. And there were, I want to say like 40% of the film had to be in one because there were explosions happening and they're not running that back.
Yeah, there's no running that back. They probably did that.
The destruction of Kame House like had to have been like.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like yeah, once they did that, they're like, all right, gentlemen, we're done here. Like
that was one of the few things I made sure to say during the reaction. I was like, yeah, no, they're like, and we're done. All right, cut. We'll never see that set again. They're not building that back. They got
beautiful
what they got.
Too,
they're
destroy.
Done. I mean,
oh, a character I didn't mention. Nimbus.
Nimbus did make the cut.
What was his name? Cloud?
Flying Cloud.
Oh, I thought it was Magical Cloud. Was it Flying Cloud?
Yeah, I think it was Flying, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong. Now you've kind of added this foreign element. I have no idea.
I Googling stuff about this film, there's not a lot. I don't know if you guys are surprised.
Can't imagine
by
why.
That,
are these actors still alive?
They weren't that old, dog.
I know, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, but it was 91. That's
it
forever
was 91.
Ago.
Anything could happen.
That was, I mean, you're older than the movie, like barely. So,
like, I just want to see what they would they be interested in coming back and reprising their roles in a possible like.
Hang on,
super sequel.
Do you think you know how they do like TikToks and shit where they're like the then and now? You think there's a Dragon Ball?
No, but I look it up because it would be amazing if there was.
Yeah, but they could definitely no, they couldn't, but like. It'd be cool to see them at a convention.
The guy who played Roshi could have been no more than 28 years old at the time. He actually could play Roshi now.
Yeah, he probably could just do it again.
Wait.
There actually is one.
Wait.
No fucking way.
So Bulma went on. So here's Bulma.
Nice. Okay.
So Bulma is a singer and songwriter.
All right.
What a way to get your start. If that was her start, she may have been in a bunch of shit before then. I don't know.
What a way to get your start. We find out she's actually a huge movie star.
Yeah, she was a child star. She was three.
That tanked her career, so she had to switch up. Yeah, he's like a grown man now.
He's 49, so yeah, he definitely is. He's still an actor, apparently.
Good for him.
Okay.
I wonder if he remembers.
Dude, he was like 16, man.
So long ago.
I know, but it was like a long time ago. Like he probably doesn't really think about when he was Monkey Boy.
Are you doing this to make Nano feel old? Because you keep talking about it like it's like ancient times. Like is this from 300 years ago?
Yeah, I know, but I was picking up notes of it, so I just thought it was funny.
So the like Google of this is saying like their actual Dragon Ball names, and for her specifically, which that's what we've been calling Chi Chi. It says Jin Lee for her. It does not the like so. Bulma said Bulma. Goku said Goku, and this says Jin Lee. Does not.
So
say
she
Chi-Chi.
Was a princess. Yeah, because I was gonna say earlier, Chi Chi fights in Dragon Ball, and that girl was not a fighter in the movie at all.
Yeah, apparently the only person that had died is the person who played Grandpa Gohan. He died in 2001. Yeah.
He actually was old.
He was older. Yeah.
I can't find anything about Roshi's character.
That guy could have been the director for all we know.
Yeah, he might have.
There's a video that shows the before and after, but like he looks like he's reprising another role.
Oh,
in this,
he did what the hell? So I found his IMDb. The guy that plays Roshi,
he looks entirely different.
Oh yes, he does. Yeah. And he his He did a role in 2001. Then he did a role in 2022.
He acts when he feels like it.
21-year gap.
21-year gap in your resume is kind of insane, but I respect
you. Know
it.
What? He got
a little break.
He got burnout.
Yeah.
He waited till he felt like it again. And then
all that dancing took it out of him.
Hop back on the old horse, you know?
Damn.
You got to respect it.
Okay. That's wait. Let me see if I can find who was Yamcha. That's
maybe he would only act if his hero Brendan Fraser was also acting.
That's true. So as soon as, for him to come back.
As soon as Brendan Fraser came back, he's like, oh, you know what? I can get on the horse again.
Yamcha.
If Brendan Fraser can do it,
Westwood.
He looks more like Yamcha now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually does.
It doesn't look
Did
like
the parrot make it? Parrots have a long lifespan.
I won't lie to you, brother. I'm not.
But I'm not gonna lie. That parrot, you know, they could not film those same parrot scenes today, I don't think, because they were like throwing shit at him, like chasing the bird.
They threw a kind of heavy hat on the bird at one point.
Yeah, they did, and he was okay.
And the bird was fine.
And he kept dancing, but, you know, deep down he hurt.
He had to get the paycheck, bro.
Westwood has not acted since 1992. This was his second to last movie that he acted in.
I mean, go out on top, you know?
Yeah.
He just recorded Peak Fiction.
Man. That's really, I mean, there really wasn't a ton of characters in this. Yeah, hang on. Wait.
Oh, wait, look up White Woman.
That's what I was coming to. Her name was Pasta?
Okay.
Did we even know that?
That's probably, that might be in the original movie.
Hang on. She has literally only ever acted in that film.
I mean.
There's one white woman in the whole movie, and she's like, lead grunt to the main villain.
Yep. I don't know if she has a single line.
I don't think she speaks.
I don't think she had a single line.
She speaks with her eyes.
A lot.
But the knockoff Terminator, he has lines. He was speaking.
In that way, she speaks a lot.
In that way, she may talk more than anyone in the movie.
Was that a different role or the same?
She just looks like that.
I think that was the same one. Okay. I think.
What are the odds? And this might sound a little crazy. What are the odds that she was just like an actual foreign actress, or maybe not even actress, but she was just there and they were just like, yeah.
What are the odds she was on too many mushrooms the whole time? Because she was like, she was seeing stuff.
To her, it was
that entire film.
A fucking minute.
I'm waiting a fucking minute.
I'll sit here and wait a minute.
He was in this movie somewhere.
No fucking way.
Wait, it's a Squid Game actor.
Wait, that's not Oolong, right?
Dude.
Is that Oolong?
I don't. Hang on, let me look at his age.
He's pulling up. I don't know if Toasty will throw it up or not.
Wait, so who was he in this film? He's only 47. He's actually younger than the other actors. So he would have had to been a kid, but he is...
Like a background kid character?
He is popping up. Because I was looking at that picture of him, because, you know, when he's not playing that character, he looks a little different. He doesn't have his long hair.
It's the big bully guy from season one of Squid Games, like the one who like led like the little gang crew or whatever in the games themselves.
Oh, yeah, I see him. I don't know who he plays.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, he's popping up under
47. Yeah, he would have had to been like one of like the little children in the village.
I mean, yeah. Night to 91. I mean, yeah, that would have been.
He's only 47. He couldn't have been that.
He'd have been like 13, 14 when they made this movie. So yeah, he'd have been like a kid, younger than the rest of the cast. The rest of the cast looked to be like between 16 and like 20, 25. I guess, when they made this. Yeah. Anyway. I had a good time with this film, though. I will say that. Would you rather, if you had to rewatch a film right now, this or Evolutions? I'm probably going Evolutions, though. I won't lie.
I'll probably go Evolutions just because of nostalgia.
I'm only saying Evolution because I haven't seen it recently. If we sat down and watched Evolution right now and then you asked me that again, I'm probably picking.
Movie was unironically this. I feel like this movie was the best example to me, because I'm not necessarily someone that thinks you have to be as accurate as possible to make a good, adaptation.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be as accurate as possible. But this one, even though there was so much like shittiness of just being old, it was still just like I was having a good time. Like I was like, yeah, it's pretty funny. Like it's pretty good.
Yeah. This movie with the relatively short credits, which by the way, they went back to the 3D like Tekken scene for the credits because they just liked it so much and had a little budget left. I don't know. But they went back to that for the credit scene. But with the relatively short credits included, this movie is an hour and a half on the dot. I feel like if you cut this movie down 20 to 25 minutes, it's actually like a really fun like watch.
There was a lot of sequences that definitely just like were too long in the tooth. Like you could have
Roshi's house, like the entire Roshi's thing, just ate 45 minutes.
They're at Roshi's place for like half the movie.
Oolong too. Oolong had way too long of a sequence.
The opening scene where they're blowing up the village is like also 9 million takes of people running away for like 10 minutes.
Sequences of them running away.
Like we've got most of our 20 minutes just from that alone. Yeah, cutting it down.
Yeah, no, this movie could probably be 50 minutes and be fine. Maybe even less. Yeah, no, there is an incredible amount of shots that are just repeated or locations that are just stayed in for the same. Like Roshi's house, again, is just on a different level. Like Oolong was long, but Roshi's house, we were just there.
I wonder if you have to be an hour and a half to get put in theaters, and that's why they did that. Like made it that long.
Well, maybe.
Because if this was like a straight to VHS at the time, straight to VHS, straight to DVD movie, like,
it is perfectly a minute or an hour and 30 minutes.
Like on the dot.
Which is so, not normal either.
That's when they added the second Roshi dance scene.
Again, like, not to hammer it home too much, but like this is a really, really, really fun movie if you cut out like 25 minutes of it. Like I feel like it wouldn't drag and I don't know.
Dotto, before you do the Daima Dotto cut, can you do the...
I could probably cut this up. I could cut this up pretty good outside of maybe like the music and all the editing work that would need to go into that. But
no, just do hard cuts.
Yeah, just
annoying stuff.
Just hitting Control C and just clicking around. I could extract some fun out of that. I think they handled Yamcha perfectly. Like he got a cool little introduction, fight scene, funny bit.
They sped him up running away.
Yeah, and then boom.
I'm serious. Yamcha was easily my favorite like thing probably about this.
They could have added a few more parrot scenes.
True.
I don't know. The parrot had quite a few lines.
Actually, when you're taking stuff out, edit that in post. Yeah, put a couple more of your own like parrots. Yeah.
I'll just add the parrot repeating what's happening more often.
Okay. So I found the Squid Game actor, what we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
It's not this movie. There is another movie, an unlicensed Korean Dragon Ball movie, and he plays Goku. And this is the poster.
I want to watch that one.
Well,
next.
Yeah.
This one actually has Goku with spiky hair.
What?
And he's a Korean unofficial. It's just like this movie, I guess, but it's probably not the same plot.
Yeah, I want to watch that one next.
Can you hand that to me?
I don't know if this one is as readily available because I haven't even seen anything about this one.
Like, surely the whole thing's up on YouTube.
Now you'll notice
look
his
at
hair
him.
Looks like a pirate hat.
Yeah, what year is this?
This is a thing that is probably around the same, if not a little bit later than...
Dude, look at the turtle Roshi's on.
I mean, but
look at Turtle.
Like you said, he would have been 13 around that time, so that must be like around the same time.
Oh my God, look at the Poir stuffed animal. Hey, I'd watch that. They got Poir as a stuffed animal.
That's an interesting movie.
Oh, I had not noticed the turtle there.
God, I would have thought that guy was way cooler in Squid Games if I knew he was Goku.
I like the drawing of Shinron at the top as well. You're definitely going to have to edit this in now. Sorry, Toast.
I know. I mean,
this has been a pretty image-heavy pod.
An image-heavy pod.
This has.
Not that it's been unlistenable. I mean, come on.
The audio listeners are getting completely screwed.
I wonder if I can find it. I want to know what we gave Evolutions before we give this a score here.
Oh, right. This is one for key moments ranking.
Yeah. Did you, by the way,
and they're gonna have to add a thunder tab.
Did you see that key moments ranking actually?
I did.
Made
yeah,
it to
it made me sad a little bit.
Yeah,
what happened?
He was just like, "Well, it looks like they won't be scoring things regularly, so I'm gonna switch this to a key moments update account." Aww. And I was like, "Oh man,
damn, bro."
Now you guys have to only rank things for the next like.
I know.
Six weeks.
I think I'm just gonna start ranking my day.
No, just rank. You gotta gaslight the account user. So run rankings until they turn it back into a rankings account, and then stop.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
The push pull method
to adapt to survive. Yeah,
play with those emotions,
dude.
My day was a 7, by the way. If you want
to, update the Twitter,
if you just want to update, put that out.
I actually don't know what we gave Evolutions.
I think you gave
check the account. Check the tweet.
I won't lie. That's what I'm gonna have to do here. I'm gonna have to actually look up the Key Moments Twitter account.
This is why fan accounts are important. Clip accounts,
genuinely.
Form accounts.
This is why preservation is important, guys. Let's make sure we preserve the things we love, like YouTube videos, any games. Download all movies illegally. Just make sure there's copies of that stuff out there. Sarcastically.
Sarcastic. But
just want to make sure we're keeping our P's and Q's on here legally, Toasty, because we don't want to get in too much trouble.
But yeah, this is a good movie, though. Like, it was like good with friends. I wouldn't have watched it.
He snatched great away from
it. No. I was going to say it was a great experience because I was with my friends, but otherwise, I wouldn't be by myself. Like, if I was sitting at home and I'd rented this for $2, I'd been like... right. And you're like, I would have been like,
so it's $2?
Oolong would have made me like tap out. I've been like, bro,
that's $1.99 too much.
So what do you think you gave Evolution?
Probably a 3.
Holy shit. He's good. He's good at this.
He's good.
You gave it a 3. I gave it a 4.
I mean, I remember when we watched it, I was much kinder on it because back in the day, I thought that movie like killed a part of my childhood. But watching it back, I liked the Goku performance. I liked when he slides on the car with his head. Everything else was kind of really bad. But, you know, is what it is, bro. This is definitely a 5. I had a neutral experience with this movie.
A five on, like, what are we comparing it to? Like, out of all movies?
Just
or
my
like...
enjoyment. Just your enjoyment scale.
Okay.
It's a 1 through 10, by the way. Usually we say it at the same time, which is why he just threw me off by saying the score.
What's your highest rated thing?
Well, we've given out 10s, yeah. But in terms of movies, let's talk this through. So he and I both gave Dead Zone a 4. He gave World Strongest a 7. I gave it an 8.
Do you like this movie more than Dead Zone?
Enjoyability wise, yeah.
Same. Okay. Same.
Okay.
He gave Battle Gods a 5. I gave it a 6. He gave Tree Might of 8. I gave Tree Might of 8. This is random as fuck. But if you've seen My Hero Academia World's Hero Mission, we both gave that 8. He gave ROF a 6. I gave it a 7. And just for the record, in case you guys weren't keeping up, we each gave ROF a 1 point higher score than Battle of the Gods. Anyway.
You guys are kind of haters.
We're not haters. We're just realists.
They call us truthers where we're from.
Anyway, Evolution, he gave a 3. I gave a 4. And now I guess Magic Begins, you said a 5, right?
Yeah. I'm giving it a 5 on this one. And honestly, you know, I never really think these things out. I feel, but... Everything you said right there falls right in line with this 5. You know, it's an enjoyable experience.
I wanted to give it a 4, but after looking at this, I do think I had a better time with it than Dead Zone.
This is why you gotta say, and then back it up, see what the feelings are saying.
I know. I would have given it a 4, but I feel confident in giving it a 5, so that way it stands 1 point higher than Dead Zone. That's where I'm at with it. Thunder, where are you at, man? How you feeling on this?
I don't want to be super boring, but just going off of like how did I enjoy my time, I feel like 5 is really fair. It's like, am I rushing to watch this again? No. Did I have a good enough time watching it with the fellas? Yeah. You know? Felt like a drug a little bit, but I didn't want to jump out a window. So
Yeah.
Had some laughs.
I wouldn't say this movie ever got bad enough to where I'm like...
The comedy was good. I can't hit that part hard enough because like in a film that you look at and it's one of those movies that it's so bad, it's good. Like when they try to be funny, they're usually funny. I don't know. I like that. Except for those parts.
Yeah.
Not those parts.
Great film.
Anyway, with that, Dotto, Thunder, do you guys... I feel like I don't know. It's so strange, but I feel like I hear this music right now.
I do too. You know,
do you hear that? Well.
Yeah.
Wait, Tosi, you've not done the thing where you pump his brain full of this music?
No, he's freaking out, dude. Like, I think he's actually like losing it. The music's being pumped into his skull.
I'm going to turn the volume up on him. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Anyways, appreciate
That's
you guys.
Not gonna stop.
You can. Yeah, it actually doesn't stop. I just kind of bring it in and tell you guys about it. But Dotto and I hear this literally 24/7. It kind of ruined some of my cinema going experience.
God, I miss sleep so much.
It is what it is. Anyways, if you guys want to see our reaction to this podcast, you know where to find it. Patreon.com/keymoments. Click the join button down below. And we'll see you guys next week for another podcast.
Woohoo!